Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. You're here and we're here. What more do you want? Actually, you could want more because Pete Donaldson's not with us. But my name is Marcus Speller and your name is still Jim Campbell.
Yep.
Your name is still Luke Moore.
It is. Hello. All right.
So you have the thrilling three.
The thrilling three.
Yes.
Is that better than the Fab Four?
We would fail to solve a lot of crime.
We've got t-shirts we sell with Fours or Ramble on them.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get some printed up called the Thrilling Three. Yeah. Just in case one of us is missing.
No, it's just us. Pete's not in.
No, but you
Pete
could have,
turn up if he wants.
You could
face
have Velcro faces, and you could just readjust them.
Yeah, you could have had the thrifty three.
The thrifty, I don't really. I'm not that thrifty.
Theoretical three.
No, we're all very much real.
Not sure where you're going with this.
I think you nailed it with thrilling. Keep going.
Thursday three.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. Can you move on?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
The threadbare three. is probably more accurate.
There you go. Any more for
The throbbing three.
What's wrong with that?
Well, don't look at me. He said it, don't look at me like that.
So we'd move on.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Let that be the final word on it.
Okay.
The thrinal word.
Right, Norwich are up against Sunderland. It's a six-pointer.
I'll tell you what now. If you are a Norwich fan or a Sunderland fan, you are listening to this show, and they are out there.
Yep.
We met a bunch of Sunderland fans on the live show we did last week.
We were in Newcastle.
If you're anything like me, and what I'm like about supporting my team, you are dreading this chat.
Yeah.
Because you're weirdly compelled by all the information you can get about it, but you're also terrified.
You want someone to tell you it's all going to be all right, and you know it's not, so they can't.
And we are not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
For either of you.
Yeah. That's right. That is absolutely right. It is a six-pointer, though, Jim. You cannot deny.
Can I make an argument that it's actually a nine-pointer? Because it massively affects Newcastle as well.
It's the first nine-pointer we've
had in the history of the Premier League.
Could be. If Norwich win, they'll be 7 points above Sunderland, who still have a game in hand, but the way it's going, you wouldn't trust them to get too many points from that one.
I don't like to make a frivolous prediction, but if Norwich win, it's over.
It is over.
Yeah,
it is for Newcastle. A lot of the Newcastle fans we chatted to at the live show last week, they held their hands up and said, yep.
Yeah, they've sort of accepted it in the way that Aston Villa's players have.
Harsh.
True.
It's not harsh.
I think Sunderland absolutely have what they need to beat Norwich. Though I know Norwich beat them in the corresponding fixture earlier in the season, but I think...
Newcastle did beat Norwich 6-2.
Yeah, of course, as well.
A long time ago.
Norwich aren't great. They're sort of, I think, maybe being talked up a little over Sunderland. But, you know, a player like Jermaine Defoe can make all the difference. He only needs a half chance. And I think Norwich will probably provide, you know, sometimes 1.5 chances.
True. Sometimes he does need more than a half chance.
Yeah,
I'm not going to argue with that, but you know what I mean.
To further compound the implied Sunderland misery here, their record against Norwich is actually very poor as well.
Mm.
They haven't beaten Norwich in the last five games. It's been Norwich beat them 3-1 at the stadium a lot earlier in the season, as you touched on, Jim. Norwich were quite good. I remember that game. It was the second game of the season. Second week of the season. Norwich were pretty good.
So
there's not really anything to suggest that Sunderland can do an awful lot away from home against Norwich. They're in a bit of a funny position because they started to build a bit of a platform under Big Sam, who's a bit of a relegation specialist. But the thing is, he's not really a relegation escape specialist. Mm. He's never been relegated as a manager. I wouldn't say
he's an escape specialist.
But he's never been relegated as a manager, has he? Well, it's not bad, then, is it?
No, but I don't know about escape. His teams never linger too much around the relegation zone, usually.
What better escape is that?
But when you talk about saying, you say that Jose Mourinho's never been relegated, that's not as impressive, is it? Because Big Sam has always managed, or has at least on occasion managed, quite unfashionable teams who otherwise would have been threatened with it.
Is that fair? All right.
I was trying to be pithy. You made me expand on it, and I've done that now.
Yeah.
But they were building a bit of a platform, and then they've obviously faced the league leaders and were beaten by Leicester, and that's that.
Mm.
So... it's going to be interesting to see how they react. It really is. And the pressure is going to be huge.
Allardyce had a little dig at Arsene Wenger again this week, and I can't even remember
still
what it
manages
was.
To find time
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, but not focused, is it? Not focused.
It reminded me that with all Arsenal's troubles, I've completely forgotten to enjoy Big Sam being right down there amongst it. So, if anything, it was a nice reminder.
I think if Arsene Wenger is asked to comment on that, he should reply... use the same reply to what Mark Hughes once said about Arsene Wenger, actually, saying, he thought that your team was poor and they didn't turn up and play football. That's what he said. And Hughes just went, did he?
I thought you were going to say, and I would endorse this approach.
Yeah.
He should do what Alex Ferguson did to Wenger when he's come over here from Sunderland. It's perhaps not surprising that Norwich are 11-8 with Bet365 to win this game. So home to Sunderland, and £10 on that will return you £23.75, so £13.75 profit.
Mm. It's going to be very odd in the northeast if both Sunderland and Newcastle go down. They won't know what to do with themselves.
And Jim, Middlesbrough come up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine Middlesbrough going for the position they have been in, to be in the only northeastern team.
Yeah, it won't be good. I mean, Sunderland, they haven't won since mid-Feb against Manchester United. Norwich have won two.
It's crazy. Just sounds funny, doesn't it?
Yeah,
this season is absolutely ridiculous for that sort of stuff.
Norwich have won two of their last three matches. Norwich are the favourites.
They are.
Look at the peak form.
For me.
Look at the peak form and the right time of the season at both ends of the table. Look at the pressure Leicester have been under, and they've won five in a row and they haven't conceded a single goal.
Yeah,
that is going to be the difference between them winning the title or not. Look at the form teams down at the bottom, and Norwich getting 6 points
from their last three games. Massive.
I thought
absolutely
you were
massive.
I thought you were going to say, Norwich getting 6 points from this one. No, it's just cool.
No, oh, right, I don't actually get it. No. No. They have got 6 from their last three games, though, Mark.
I actually have played in a 6-pointer many moons ago. It was 6 points because it fixed your congestion and you got it over the 90 minutes. But then other times on Sunday morning football, you'd play 2 games, half an hour each way, back to back. I'd rather just play the 90.
Oh, so where I come from on the Sunday morning, then when you had the double bankers because
you
of
have to kill a young virgin so that the crops don't fail.
We did, but that's nothing to do with football. Right. That's nothing to do with football.
I didn't think it was.
No, that's every other day of the week. We used to do an hour. So you sometimes get into the situation where you hadn't played another team at all.
Yeah.
So you'd have to play an hour each way, but each result was taken as separate.
Oh, right.
So you play an hour game with no break, and that's one game. And you play another hour, which would essentially be a second half, but it would be treated as a second separate game.
I prefer just 90 minutes, 6 points.
Okay, yeah, I can see the reason. I think there might be some sort of rule where they have to fulfil the fixture, though, and I think they might not get as many subs if they don't play as many games.
Oh, I see.
So it has to be done in that
less
way.
Less chances for the rest booking players and racking up the fines. Yeah. Money for the league.
Has Big Sam been calling for this to happen?
I don't know.
No, okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Well, he would be surprised if when they lose narrowly to Norwich, about, 2-1 or something like that, he just comes back out and goes, let's have another game. Yeah. Double or quit.
That's the fact. You said
we weren't ready.
Yeah, I've never been relegated. I'm not ready. Double or quits.
Absolutely. At the other end of the table, Leicester are playing West Ham, a tricky one for the Foxes. Now, if they win, then they beat Swansea. They set up a chance to win the league at Old Trafford.
That would be the most this season thing that could happen.
Blooming glorious.
Yeah.
It really, and if not, if that doesn't happen, they could still win the league at Chelsea.
that's exactly what they don't want, though, isn't it? Going into that last day, true, going to Stamford Bridge, needing to get something.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting if, because they play at Stamford Bridge, on the very last day of the season. Mm. Be interesting if they.
Guard of honour.
If they went to Stamford Bridge, lost, but results went their way and they won the league anyway.
Yeah.
Not bothered. Whatever. We'll take it.
Yeah. West Ham are looking likely to miss out on Champions League place, although it's not over. This season has been a funny one. But they'll want a Europa League spot. They want European football going into the new stadium next season. Mm. And especially. They'll be hungry for this one, having just been beaten by Manchester United in the FA Cup.
Yeah, and also they've actually drawn 3 games before that, haven't they? So their form has been a little bit patchy, but they're still a tough proposition. And I think Leicester were criticised a fair bit after the game against Sunderland, even though they won 2-0 for the way they played, being maybe a little bit cagey. And I think they were very tidy on the ball for most of that game, and they actually managed the game very, very well. And I think if they're as committed as they were in that game, they'll be fine. But you know, with Dimitri Payet in the team and the ability he has from dead balls, be that as a shot or a crafting of a chance for someone else.
He brings dead balls to life, Jim.
He certainly does, doesn't he? That is always, always a threat. So what I mean is that commitment from Leicester has to be absolutely top-notch the whole way through it. They can't give away silly fouls. You know, they've got to be really on top of their game. You know, that's been true in every game so far, and they have stepped up to it. But they've just got to keep this intensity up.
Luke, did you enjoy the dig that West Ham gave Manchester United ahead of kickoff in that FA Cup clash?
Backfired, didn't it?
It did backfire. They tweeted from their official account, "Hey Man United, just a quick reminder that kickoff is at 7 p.m. Wouldn't want you to be late for the match. Smiley winky face with tongue out."
We weren't late. We were on time, and we beat you.
And West Ham didn't turn up.
That's what I would tweet back. Now, if I had the chance, if I was on the Man United Twitter, I'd say we were on time and we beat you in the game.
Sorry, didn't see this tweet. Was busy winning.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I like all this.
No, I don't
sort of official clubs.
It's a bit folksy,
like,
isn't it?
It is. It's like when brands try and be your mate and you can see right through it. And it's just a bit.
Hey,
just,
we noticed you haven't swung by our T-shirt store for a while.
Yeah.
How about you pop in and say hello for a cuppa and we'll give you 10%? How about you leave me the f*** alone?
You're not an innocent smoothie.
No, you're not.
Get lost.
Innocent Smoothies were the first company to do this. Mm. And they still do it.
They are guilty here.
They are so twee.
Guilty smoothies.
Yeah, they're so twee that they
innocent are guilty.
Let me get this point out. It's very important. It's possibly the most important thing that's going to be said on this show this week.
I wish we had a ukulele.
On the winter releases of their bottles of drink, they put little hats on the bottles.
Oh, just
knitted hats.
Called knitted twee hats.
And they encourage you to do the same. I encourage you to do the same. I want to make if I may, let me know if we've got time. I want to make a quick football point.
Now?
Yeah, I know. Of all times. I think that it's interesting how Leicester are keen or sort of perfectly happy to invite
people to attack them down the flanks.
Yeah. Mm.
I think they think that we've got Wes Morgan and we've got Robert Huth and we've got Kasper Schmeichel in good form. We can deal with that, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
We can deal with that fine. There's no problem. We'll take that all day. And I'm going to be very interested to see if they continue with that tactic with Andy Carroll in big form.
Mm.
Because if Andy Carroll is on form, as we saw him against Arsenal with a hat-trick, he's capable of causing absolute havoc. He's a wrecking ball in there.
He was also excellent against Manchester United, despite the fact they lost.
He was. I wonder a couple of things. I wonder if he can still do it three games a week, because this is what's going to be asked of him. I wonder if he's going to be on form enough to be able to physically dominate those two players. And if he can, I think he can have a real impact on the game. I do.
It's a good point, that.
Bet365 make Andy Carroll 15-2 to score the first goal in this game. So £10 on that returns you £85, £75 profit. He's one to keep an eye on. He really is.
Yeah.
But I fully understand, though, that Leicester may change their tactics accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk more Premier League action after this.
Hi, I'm Frank Leboeuf. You're listening to the Football Ramble. Football Ramble.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. Chelsea play Manchester City.
Mm.
Is it a big one?
It was.
Yeah. It still is.
You can imagine several TV execs rubbing their hands together at the start of the season going, we're definitely showing this one.
Yeah.
We are definitely showing this one.
Yeah. Well, Manchester City have picked up the pace a bit since Kevin De Bruyne has come back on the side. My goodness, he gives them more impetus in attack.
Is there a danger of European fatigue there? They had a big night against Paris Saint-Germain.
After the Lord Mayor show, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah,
I see it happen.
I mean, yeah, they are in the semi-final. I think Pellegrini will definitely be putting his eggs into the Champions League basket. The draw hasn't happened at the time of recording, so we don't know who they're going to play. Although they could play against Bayern Munich, of course. A lot of people have said that would be quite funny if Pep Guardiola's Bayern Munich came up against them. An interesting point was made, wasn't it? Pep Guardiola, when he took over at Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich had just won the Champions League. They just won the treble. And then he
tough
came.
Tough gig.
Yeah. And so, therefore.
Then he came in and didn't do that.
This is the point I'm making.
Have Man City selected the correct man? Is that what you're going to say?
Well, wouldn't it be funny if Manchester City won the Champions League, knocking out Guardiola's Bayern on the way, and then Guardiola has to go there, and again, it's the same scenario.
It's almost like he's saying, I will only take the job if the team are already European champions.
Make it harder for me.
Yeah.
That's the standards that he's keep. Manchester City could play Atletico Madrid. I mean, that would be a tough one, obviously. The Atletico Madrid president said about his team, we like to annoy people.
I agree with that.
And they really annoyed Barcelona, didn't they?
Can you remember when Man City played Manchester United in the derby and Rashford scored?
Yes.
And we were saying, why is Di Matteo playing, blah, blah, blah. Why isn't he playing? He could possibly play like a young centre-back with a bit more pace and they could handle it a bit better. Tell you what, those two defenders looked good against PSG, didn't they?
They did.
They did very well.
Well, that will be very encouraging for Man City fans because Mangala hasn't had the best of times in sky blue shirts.
People forget about Mangala because he costs a lot of money. He's only 24 years old. You know, he's still learning his trade. And it's a big step up from the Portuguese league. Sometimes it's going to take a player a season or so.
Obviously, it was an absolute millstone around his neck, that transfer fee. Marcus, you've got a better memory for this sort of stuff than me. Was he really good in his debut and then he was terrible? He got sent off or something like that?
I can't remember.
He was either terrible in his debut and got sent off, or he was great in his debut and then got sent off in the next game.
I think he might have scored an own goal quite early as well. Okay. He had a torrid time against Liverpool in particular.
Are you thinking of Jonathan Woodgate?
Let me broaden this out a bit. He did something once that was bad.
Yep.
And now he's bad forever.
No, I don't agree with that. No. That's harsh. That's too far.
That's narrative. Yeah, said it again.
Yeah, nice one, Jim.
Deal with it, listeners.
Manchester City, they do need to pick it up in the league if they want that Champions League spot, unless of course they win the whole competition.
I've got a bit of a cush,
but it would be odd if but they do though. Those players, Guardiola will be on the phone saying, "I want Champions League football next year, boys. Don't mess this up."
I've got no beef with Guardiola. I think he's a good guy and he's a great manager, obviously. But it would be funny to see him manage in the Europa League.
Hang on, it would be. What if Manchester City, by the time the Champions League, they get to the Champions League final? Mm. But at the time, they've dropped out the top four and they can't qualify in the top four. And in the final, they're against Bayern Munich.
Oh, what do you do? It's like one of Pete's Kevin King and Choose Your Own Adventure games.
Don't let them behind the curtain.
Just a little hint, little taster.
For the live show.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Guardiola will remain a professional and go out and try to win the game. And we shall move on quickly.
And we'll support him in that venture.
Yeah, because there are men in suits who are looking at me and pointing. Chelsea need to win if they want to stay in, if they want a top half finish.
But don't you find it fascinating how that this game is essentially like a bit of an also-ran? This would be a cast iron 10 out of 10 thigh rubber most seasons. And it's not really. Listen, Marcus Speller on his running order has put it third on the bill. This is a warm-up game.
It's Man City just sort of blundering along in fourth, playing a mid-table team.
Yeah.
That's just a fact of the matter, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you're thinking of their mid-table, they're 10th, right there. Yeah.
Bang in the middle. And also, I mean, Hiddink's just had his first loss, hasn't he?
Yeah.
In the league, where they lost to Swansea. And we've seen with Chelsea already this season, even under Hiddink, because they've drawn quite a few games, their confidence is really, really brittle. So this actually comes at a pretty bad time for them as well.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one. But Manchester City, they have picked it up, and it's largely due to Kevin De Bruyne, I would suggest, and maybe one or two other things.
I think he's a fantastic player. He offers them something different. And the thing I liked, I think I said this around the beginning of the season when I thought Man City would do a lot better than they actually have. They have such a different selection of types of players behind the striker. So they can essentially adapt their forward play depending on who they're playing against. Yeah. You've got Navas who can hit the byline, Sterling who likes to cut inside, you've got David Silva who's tricky. De Bruyne offers them something completely. He's hard to explain because we're still sort of getting to know him a little bit, but he seems to have absolutely everything in his locker. That goal against PSG was such a nice finish.
Yeah.
Beautifully sort of a whipped finish with the inside of the boot.
So hard to do that and so precise. He can only have been of aiming to do exactly what he did, and it's such a tight margin.
To beat the keeper from that distance as well. Yeah. Mm,
utterly glorious. Arsenal are at home to Crystal Palace.
Yeah,
Go on.
The hashtag doing the rounds for this, obviously, when I had a little look at the Premier League preview, is, of course, arse cry, which I think sums up both teams in how they feel right now.
Yeah. Why don't they go for Nalpal?
Nalpal?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Arsenal, Nal, yeah, I think Palace, arse, Pal.
Nalpal, yeah.
That would how it would read.
Yeah. Arse cry is both better and worse.
Or Ace Nal.
Yeah, again, another one. Palace drew 0-0 with Everton midweek, and Pard said that Everton knew they were fortunate to come away with the point.
I think as much as I'm paying to side with Pardew on this, and that is a ridiculous quote. Everton are bad. They are bad.
They're really
a bad team. Yeah, how Ross Barkley is in that Young Player of the Year is an absolute disgrace. I could name you five players much better than him. Like, how is Eric Dyer not on that list?
Mm. Well, yeah.
Come on, Ross Barkley's not had a very good season. Everton aren't having a bad season. Aren't having a great season. You're telling me There are two forward players being selected in the Young Player of the Year Awards from Everton, and the only teams in the Premier League who've won fewer games than Everton this season are Norwich, Sunderland, Newcastle and Aston Villa. Everton have had a terrible season. There's absolutely no reason they should be in there.
I think the explanation for that is a bias towards forward players in those awards. Because
as we've said many times,
the individualism in sport is silly, isn't it? And things like this, you know, show that up.
Barkley, I think, has had a reasonably decent season. He's had some good moments.
He's certainly progressed.
And I think, people want him to be there in this kind of award. But yeah, I mean, if you're right in saying that Eric Dier is not in that award.
He's not, no.
That's ridiculous.
I think, you know, there is...
Dele Alli will be...
I think Dele Alli will probably win it.
He'll win it, yeah. Jim might thank me for this, but Spurs players deserve to be more well represented in those lists. They do, because Spurs are having the best season they've had in the Premier League history. And they've been so overlooked because of what Leicester are doing. They're not getting a look in. It's a bit silly, really. Now, I know that there's an element that we should add to this. The caveat is that it's voted for by sort of rival other players. So
also, in like, what is it, February?
Earlier in the season.
No. It does happen in April.
Right. Yeah, but that's still weird timing, though. I'll tell you what's weird timing, because the votes have been cast, right? And it's just going to be announced. If Leicester drop off a cliff and Spurs through Eric Dier scores a hat trick in the final game of the season to win the league, and he's not even selected.
But I take the point.
But it's absolutely ridiculous when you consider it means that Jack Wilshere won't even be considered.
True. I saw him. Sky Sports News was showing highlights of his reserve game the other day.
Yeah.
It might have actually been yesterday. He looked a bit porky.
Did he?
He looked a bit porky. I'm telling you, I'm sure
he does.
Yeah.
He's not had a lot of exercise, is he?
Yeah.
It's pretty basic.
Also, apparently you can sort of tend to put on weight when you give up smoking. So it's a well-recognised byproduct.
Come on, mate.
Yeah.
He's not giving up smoking. Yeah.
The last images I saw of him, I couldn't tell because he was hiding behind the bins.
So, yeah, right. Looking for butts, apparently.
Allegedly. Arsenal are playing Palace. Irish pundit Eamon Dumphy, quite a leery pundit if you've ever seen any of his work.
He is fantastic.
He is great value. Said that Arsene Wenger is turning into Al Pacino's character from Any Given Sunday. I was gutted he didn't say Scarface.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, because that guy's like a very passionate sort of... I don't imagine Wenger ever really being that passionate.
No, it's an odd comparison.
But Wenger's... I don't have any particular reason to sort of have a go at Wenger in this context, but you know, sometimes you can imagine a manager getting really passionate and the players really getting on board with it. Someone like Diego Simeone, I can't imagine Wenger doing that.
No,
I can imagine just sort of looking at their phones.
Very measured and calm, isn't he? That's very much his management style, which perhaps is the game has moved on from. But both teams drew recently following wins that were a little bit restorative. So effectively, they're kind of both looking to re-establish a bit of confidence. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. The home crowd's very important. They've got to be behind Arsenal because, as I say, confidence is really, really important for both of these teams. If the crowd starts to get jittery again, you see how it affects the team.
Yeah. You'd imagine that neither team have got much to play for now, though. I mean, Arsenal, you're pretty confident they're going to stay in.
Arsenal have got Manchester City. Yeah, Manchester City are 2 points behind Arsenal, and Arsenal will...
They've got to get it over the line, haven't they? They've got to secure it.
Yeah, and also as well, if Arsenal could finish higher than Spurs, I think that would go some way of making up for not probably winning the
league.
Can
I say something controversial that you're not going to agree with, Jim? I don't think the Arsenal players care that much about that.
I think that's nonsense.
And I also don't think that they can get enough... I think Spurs can get enough points. Spurs have got enough home games. They've got two decent winnable home games. And they've got an away game against Newcastle. They'll already be relegated. I don't think they're going to go above top.
Whether that happens or not, I don't think it will be due to a lack of them not caring about finishing above Tottenham.
I think they probably
care more about that than the league.
I don't think that's linked. I think that the reason they can't do it is because I just don't think they're going to get enough points. And Spurs are, what, I suppose, 6 points ahead of them. I know Arsenal got a game in hand, but Spurs are 6 points ahead of them, I think. So I don't see them getting enough points to be able to do that, because I don't think Spurs are going to drop enough, because Spurs have got their own motivations. But I would be surprised, and you know Arsenal better than me, Jim, and I'm not trying to wind you up, but I do think this. Half that team, Arsenal team, don't care enough.
Arse cry.
That's what that was. Okay, fair enough then. Fair enough. We move on to our bet of the week.
We do. You looking at me?
Yeah.
Is that my thing to do?
All right. Well, Jim, do you want to do it?
No.
I can do it. I'm happy to do it. Newcastle United, they're at home to Swansea. And we've all thought to ourselves, Mitro's on fire. Your defence is terrified. We're going to have Mitrovic to score.
And we've also, because we also thought that the one thing Pete really, really wants and needs is Mitrovic to score. So in his absence, in his honour, we'll back him as our bet of the week.
We thought, what would the old Alan Shearer do?
he'd score.
He'd score. Yeah. So obviously it figures that the new Alan Shearer would do exactly the same.
Well, then, fingers crossed.
Well, the latest Alan Shearer would try and get them out of a relegation battle and fail.
Yes. Harsh. And then go home.
That's
and,
what he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I know he did. But yeah. Pete, all I'm saying is Pete's not here to defend himself.
Mitro's on fire. Your defence is terrified.
Do you want me to do the bet of the week or what?
Go on then.
Well, it's while we're all here. Our good friends at Prostate Cancer UK.
Yeah.
Our bet of the week with Bet365 is Alexander Mitrovic to score at any time during the game against Swansea at 15-8. So £50 on that returns £143.75, including the stakes, so a £93.75 profit. All proceeds will go to Prostate Cancer UK, of course. But please remember, you must be over the age of 18 to bet and gamble responsibly. For more information on responsible gambling, go to gambleaware.co.uk.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Do we have any correspondence to finish with?
We do. Do you want to do your Paolo Maldini mention first?
I do. This was my highlight of the week. It was good to see Paolo Maldini's son captain the Milan under-19s. Good follow in the footsteps of his father and, of course, his grandfather, Cesare Maldini, who died recently. Mm.
I've got 2 points to make on that. One is, is it the same son who famously did that tackle on Edgar Davids?
Hopefully.
In a half-time
It wasn't Davids. It was Seydorf wasn't it? Oh, mate, I hope so.
Yeah, it was the same guy. That's great to see him play. Yeah. To come
it was a big tackle.
Yeah, it was. It was amazingly timed. It was like a chip off the old block stuff. Yeah.
I don't think there's a footballing son I want to see succeed more.
No, I agree with that. But the second point I want to make is that, sadly for him, that's not going to affect our judgment or our appreciation for the great man and the great name he carries. He hasn't inherited his father's good looks.
Oh.
It's a shame.
Okay.
Something we can all relate to.
Right. He's still young.
True, yeah, he might
grow into his face.
Might grow into them, yeah.
We Brilliant. Might grow into our faces. You never know. We've got to have faith.
Still time.
Yeah.
Still
You've got to have faith. Faith.
Yeah.
Luke.
Do you want, I've got a few highlights of the week here. A few bits and pieces from listeners who've got in touch. Kevin Crows has said, my highlight of this week is the oldest club in Holland, Sparta Rotterdam, winning the Jupiler League and getting promoted to the Eredivisie. Their nickname is the Castle Lords.
Nice.
They play at the Castle.
Nice.
Which is also celebrating its 100th year anniversary.
Ah,
nothing.
Brilliant.
How much tradition do you want in one Facebook message? what else have we got? Oh, this one made me laugh. You might have heard this one before, but I hadn't. Steve Gartshaw said, if Kante doesn't win PFA Player of the Year award, he'll probably go and take it off whoever wins it.
Nice. Like that.
Love it.
Which is good. And I've also got a couple of emails. Do you want those?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we've got time.
Give us some correspondulies.
Just a couple of quick emails here. I'll build up to the best one. Oh. So no offence to James Filas, but this one is the second best email I've the week.
Still a silver medal.
He says, I listened to the show and the section on celebrity spotting, which is obviously from the show earlier in the week, and he said, literally as I was listening to this section, I looked up and saw Toby Anstis sitting opposite me on the district line in London. Toby Anstis, for those who don't know, those who are too young to remember, was a sort of fairly
Blue Peter.
Decent sort of Blue Peter presenter.
Yeah.
And I also said, if you're going to send your celebrity spots in, for legal reasons, you're going to have to get a photo of them holding the day's paper. He said he was holding today's paper, but I didn't take a picture. I was too terrified. My phone would make an audible noise or flash and everyone would know what I was up to.
Yeah. Hard thing to explain.
Yeah, he also said, Anstis is barely a celebrity, so I've decided evidence shouldn't be necessary anyway. Yeah.
I mean,
Fair enough.
He was from that generation of children's TV presenters who hung out in cupboards with stuffed animals. That was the sort of thing we were subjected to here, wasn't it?
It happened.
Weirdly, I'm not trying to trump this, but a friend of mine, without having heard the show or knowing that we were doing this celebrity thing, and he works in the Science Museum in London, and this is ridiculous. He saw Chris Morris and Kate Bush together just going around
the
Science
Museum. Two very, very, like, elusive celebrities.
Yeah, who are also huge in their own fields, but very different.
And the lead singer of the Lars.
Yeah, right.
My goodness, that's incredible.
This is a great email. There's no getting around it.
Here we go.
It's from Paul Bourdan. He says, I used to live in Rickmansworth. One of my next door neighbours.
Rickmansworth.
It's sort of near Watford.
Yeah,
sort of
up north, very, very far north, sort of west, I think. Okay. But my geography isn't great, so that
very
could be wrong.
Far north.
It's not that
in
far
London,
north.
In terms of London. Right. Yeah, in terms of London. He said, I used to live in Rickmansworth, and one of our next door neighbours was an executive with the Venezuelan airline Varig. So one summer day, I was raking the leaves in the front garden, as all 19 year olds home from university for the holidays do, and my neighbour pulled up to his driveway in his car. Out of the passenger seat stepped Pele.
Oh my giddy.
Wow. Was he with Mick Hucknall?
Well, let me carry on. 10 feet away, I gawped in silent astonishment. Pele didn't say a word to me. I've always assumed he took me for a particularly gormless-looking garden gnome. presumably he was doing an ad for Varig, although I don't recall ever seeing it. Keep up the good work, Paul Bourdan.
Just in the bloke's house?
Well, I don't know why he was there, but I mean, technically speaking, whenever Pelé spotted, it tends to be an advert.
Yeah, there's some sort of it's commercial.
A safe bet. I think for the last 25 seconds, I've just done that gulped look.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like I should end this by saying we've had a lot of emails about this celebrity spotting thing, possibly the most amount of emails on any subject ever. The reason I picked up the Pelé one is one, because it's brilliant, and two, because if you think you can beat that, get in touch.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're not interested.
I mean, from your own garden, yeah. That's what really makes that a top class celebrity spot.
A 19-year-old boy has been out there in his front garden and he's seen Pelé. If you can beat that, be my guest.
Also, surely none of his mates believed that.
No, exactly. It's one of those ones that are too ridiculous, yeah.
I would. There we are. If you want to get in touch with your celeb spots, email us show@thefootballramble.com. The Twitter is @footballramble. The website is thefootballramble.com, of course. Check us out on 44 Toons as well, the animated animations of us. The excellent Dean does that over at 44 Toons on YouTube. We look forward, depending on when you're listening to this, to those who are coming to the Birmingham live show and, of course, the London live show on Monday evening. That was the preview show sponsored by Bet365. Say goodbye, Jim.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.